Hello and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Fuck! We don't give a fuck.
We just don't give a fuck.
So this is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. This is all about being unapologetically yourself. And trust me, when you start doing that...
It's addictive.
It's addictive and you will never change.
I've got no knickers on today.
Have you not?
No.
I've been trying to find some nice knickers and
Hanky-panky knickers.
One size fits all. One thing that I'm going to take from Ashley, I don't give her much, you know, I'm not that nice to her, but one thing that I will say I've learned from Ashley, bedding expense. So there's certain things you should spend your money on, and I think some things are ridiculous, but bedding, that one, underwear. Now,
when you bought some,
was it not the Skims? Something, it was expensive. I was like, you're paying that for knickers. And then I looked at my knickers that were falling apart with bits hanging out of them, and I thought, no, you need to look good from the moment you put your underwear on.
I think it's like you can get like a pack of three, and it is expensive.
£36 from Skims, or do you mean hanky pankies?
No, the hanky pankies.
Are they more?
The hanky pankies last. One size fits all.
How?
I don't know. They're like, you know, the Victoria's Secret thongs?
Yes.
And they stretch. You can't see them through your gym leggings.
Any lumps? Do they give you lumps and bumps?
No.
So I need some new underwear, and I will. It's your birthday coming up, isn't it? It's my birthday, so you know you.
I'll bring you a pair of my hanky pankies
that you've worn.
Yeah. And honestly,
get Lucas a pair.
Guys, they're just stunning.
Anyway, yeah, there are certain things that I feel like I now invest much more than I ever would have, and underwear is my next like tick list of things that I want to invest in.
And on that note,
on
Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. That means voice notes. We love a voice note.
We love a voicey.
And we can play them out in future episodes. But don't worry, if you want to remain anonymous, that is absolutely fine. And we promise we will never reveal who you are. Simply head over to this episode's description for more information on how to get in touch. You know, we want to know, like, what's been getting on your tits.
The gossip.
What's giving you the ick, the goss. Questions for
us.
Yeah,
we're happy with questions, advice, what your boyfriend or girlfriend's doing to piss you off. Men, we really like it when you get in touch.
It's like a different element.
We have been asking the listeners, we've been asking the listeners to ask their boyfriend for some icks for us. We're waiting on them. I want to read out some women ick. I'd like to learn a bit there. But basically, You can give us your icks, but we don't give a fuck.
We don't care.
So we're going to ignore them. But here we are.
We're back.
We're back in surgery. We're back again. I'm tired. As always, I was late to school this morning. Had to make up an excuse. I didn't have one. I was just late because I was trying to get her in early. Then I ended up late for there. Late in the traffic. Stuck here. Stuck there everywhere. Just horrific morning. How about you? Well, I got up, I had my matcha coffee.
I actually did.
I put my under iPads on. I saw the children for a fleeting moment as they left with the nanny. I masturbated. And here we are.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much it?
That's it.
Okay, amazing.
And then I'm off to get my hair done.
What you haven't done to it?
I'm having my colour done and then I'm having my extensions put.
How are you finding your extensions?
Love them. And then I'm off to Berlin tomorrow with Amazon.
Are you excited?
I'm not going to lie. No, I don't get nervous. No, I'm not nervous. But influencers are usually twats. And I've been to these events and luckily enough, I'm usually accompanied by you.
Yeah, so they think we're twats, but we know that they're twats.
Nah, we just sit and laugh at them. But I'm without my wink woman.
Yeah, so you're a bit like...
And these influencers are like in the 100Ks.
Yeah, so they're like serious.
I'm very small.
You're small. You've got a blue tick though.
I have got a blue tick.
You're small fry.
And so basically, Amazon Associates asked me to go with them to Berlin. And they're taking its... beauty, fashion, home, and gaming accounts. So there's like some,
that is a mixture.
Some random
and a half.
Gamers. Like, I didn't know how big gaming is massive.
I didn't.
And the home accounts are huge.
Oh, I love a home account.
And they sell a lot of Amazon stuff for home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. And it's meant to be really good.
I once bought a pair of curtains off Amazon. They were the worst things I've ever bought.
Oh.
And tell them that at the thing.
I do like the skincare-y stuff. But the brands that are there are
They're serious, aren't they?
L'Oreal, Garnier.
You're going to get such good free Hugo shit.
Yeah, there's a gifting station and I'll get you both some stuff. And it's on iPads. You go over and put in what you want and it gets delivered to your home address.
Now, that is not... Remember when we went to that one with a gifting and I literally... I couldn't walk. That is
a good event.
Yeah, that's a good mum event.
I mean, like, honestly, though, I don't ever take stuff that I don't want because... just it's pointless.
I take everything that's offered. They're like, this is for babies. I've got no idea, no intention of having one. It's like, yes, I'll take that for when I next. I've got like 10 bottles
so
ready.
I think I'll have some funny stories when I come back.
I think
from
you will.
Going away with
Amazon. The thing is with me and Ash, we're so different, aren't we? Like, I don't use Amazon Associates. I use different. Like,
you
just
have
got
your thing. I have mine.
Yeah, I just
you
I
do
tried.
The WeShop thing.
Yeah, I do WeShop. I love WeShop. Like, genuine. Go on my page if you want to look about it on my stories. But yeah, we just have our own things that we're interested in. I think that's really good. Like, I have got an Amazon Associate account, but I just don't use it, so why would I pretend that's your thing? Do you know?
Yeah,
I think that's good about us. There's loads of good things about us.
So what have you done at the weekend? Nights
go back
in Berlin.
Yep.
Then there's a surprise performer.
I can't wait to see this.
I know it's going to be really funny. So I'm going there. What did I do at the weekend? It went so quick. How quick did the weekends go?
I mean, you don't work, so is it even any different to you?
No.
No. Like, what is a week? Is a weekend any? No, save it. I don't mean that in like a, but is it any different?
It just is more acceptable to drink in the day.
Yeah, whereas in the week, it's not. So you have to hide it in the week. In the weekend, it's like, nah, I'll do what I want.
In the week, I'm walking around the house with wine and a coffee mug. Have you ever done that before?
Never. Yeah. I don't drink in the house. Now and again, I'll drink in that. I really don't.
Oh, that's my favourite thing to do.
No, I like to drink to when I'm going out. And I'm on it. I don't drink
no,
in the house.
Because then I just anxiety. Because then I know the hangover's going to be horrific.
If I drink
day.
In the house, I just get a bit like, I'm sat there in the house like, yeah, I'm pissed now. What now? What am I going to do? Like, no, it's not for me though. I couldn't anyway because I have all the children this week. And I have to say, right, anyone who's listening out there who has more than two children, oh, Jesus, praise be God, I bow down to you. Because we have the kids. We don't have them full time, obviously. They've got the mums. Two or more. But when we do have them all, we've got four. Now, I enjoy my weekend with them and it's great, but to do that full time, I can't honestly...
We saw that thing and it said that having children at home is harder than any full-time job.
Yeah, apparently when you actually work out the cortisol, the stress levels and all this, it's actually harder than having a full-time job. And I have to say, as amazing as they are and the well-brought up kids... Oh my God, if you've got to do that every day for the rest of my life, I couldn't.
Moms.
When you make food, you
and
have to make...
And it's coming up to Mother's Day.
Four portions of food and then wash... and eat three times a day, mate. Breakfast, four portions. Clean away, four portions. A few hours later, four portions. Clean away. Four people to bath. Four people to get ready for school. I swear, you mums that do that, I have so much respect. I mean, you must have wanted to or you wouldn't have kept having them because I wouldn't. But anyway, so one of the things that I want to ask you about, Ash, is your opinion on this. So at the weekend, Thea is all of a sudden like growing up. Like, you wait till it happens to Saskia. It's like 1 minute, she starts doing sassy things. And like, I see her do this out of like the corner of my eye. Like, I can't tell you. She's gone really thin and tall and it's just mental. So she's got into dancing.
Green, green grass.
Oh.
If I hear green
and
grass.
There's another one as well.
Alexa, play green grass. Even Teddy's struck. Yeah.
green grass.
No. When you get home, say, Alexa, play Tidy Up a Rumba.
I don't want to.
Tidy up a rumba, tidy up a rumba. And it's this Spanish song.
Honestly.
And she like walks around like, shaker, shaker, shaker.
Really?
Yeah, put it on.
I'm going to get her to put it on.
It's
horrific. She started doing all this dancing and... When she does it, I don't know where she's learned these moves. I swear, she's been watching Babe Station. On my life, I don't... She's literally the sass and the... I think, where is
Do you
this
think
from?
It's off their YouTube?
She doesn't even go on it. I don't know where it's from, but
I do
anyway.
Find them watching some weird shit on there.
So we went... She wanted... All of a sudden, she was like, I want a crop top.
Why?
I don't know. So I messaged my friend who's got kids the same age and I was like, girls, Thea's asking for a crop top, I don't know what to do. And she was like, yeah, this is what happens, she's going to ask for a crop top. So we went shopping, we went to Trafford Centre and we went to somewhere that I never thought I'd ever step foot in again, in all honesty. I'm not going to say where it is.
Why do they have to brand everything with fucking River Island on it?
I actually don't mind the clothing.
I don't mind the clothes. But it says River Island everywhere. The baby clothes are gorgeous. No,
some of the kids' clothes are absolutely
No, the girls' baby clothes are cute. The boy one. Did you see the one I put with the man bag?
No. Anyway, we went in and she put on this crop top.
That's our deal with River Island gone.
Ruined. She stood there in the mirror with this crop top on and she felt herself. She was like, I'm feeling myself. She was this cropped up on and she's giving it out. And I didn't. So I said, right, you can buy it, but you're not wearing it outside of the house. Absolutely not. And my friend was like, oh, come on. So I want to know what people's opinion is on this. She ain't wearing a crop top outside the house.
No.
So I said, you can wear it in the house. You can
gyrate. What about bikinis?
So this is the next thing that it brought me onto. I have always been absolutely no to bikinis. No, no, no. I think the sexual.
They are quite cute.
I think there's just, I'm sure Saskia's, does she not have a little one? Not like a sexy one, but she has. Because I remember saying
to her. From that angel's face.
Yeah. And anyway, I've ended up getting one because again, she wants one and it's very girly and frilly, but I don't know how I feel about it. So I want to know like people's opinions on that. Should children, when are they allowed to wear crop tops? When are they allowed to wear bikinis? Do you let them grow up too early?
I think you just have to protect them.
She's five. Is a crop top okay for a five-year-old? No, but when is it okay and why?
I don't know.
Like, someone help me. I'm not at this mothering stage yet, so I'm going to need some advice. So any advice?
Yeah, because is it not just the same as when they wear, like, gymnastic clothes?
So I think this is where
like
it's come
that.
From, because she started going to dance class. I think this is where it's come from. But is it all right or not?
I don't know.
I remember when I first needed to wear a thong and I must have been...
Oh my God, Tammy girl!
I was like, needed because I had an outfit on that was white and kind of a little bit see-through. I remember my mum being like, oh God, my knickers you could see through and didn't look right.
If we went back in time now to Tammy girl, do you remember they sold thongs age 6 to 7?
Yeah, I didn't get them then.
And they sold those mini crop top padded bras.
Yeah.
High heels.
Yeah, and you just couldn't now. And I remember my mum saying, you need a thong with that. And my dad being like, absolutely not. Someone was like, I'll get you one, just don't tell him. And I don't know how old I was, but I remember it being a massive deal. Like, at what point are these things okay? I don't know. I guess you just... Parenthood, I have just... It's been like someone's put a blindfold on me on I'm a Celebrity Challenge, throw me in, like, a river with a blindfold on, and that's what parenting has been like for me. Literally, like, trying to find my way through. Just hoping that I'm doing it right. But I don't think anyone is, do you? So yeah, let me know what you think about crop tops. Other thing that happened to me this weekend, and this is like a little preach for you all that's listening, and Ash probably thinks, shut up, but somebody will be listening, this will help. My mum came round, you know that drawer that you have full of absolute shite, of paperwork, of their swimming certificates, and you think, I need to sort that one day. Well, it was all at her house, so she brought it, and she was like,
oh no.
Yeah, she dumped it.
Why do mums do that?
She was
that
like, clear
to you.
So it was like car tax. It was all
my mum and dad moved house recently, and they literally took so much joy in dumping it,
bringing it round and going, boom.
Fuck off.
So my divorce papers were on there. So I sat with my mum, and you know, like you do, nostalgia, and I'm reading through, and I was like, oh God, mum, these are making me feel really sad because I remember how I felt at that time. And I was reading it and it was like, you say that your partner, you were happy, you thought you were happy, you had a baby. And it was, the woman was writing to me like, oh, my divorce points, so that we could send the thing. It was like, you felt like you would hope the marriage would last, but it wouldn't. No, I'm not. But it was, I read it right. And my mum was like, Lauren, this is how I felt too. Please don't get me wrong. Getting divorced was the single best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And if I would never go back, and I thank God that that happened. But what I'm trying to say is, at that time, I remember being a really fragile young girl. I was like, what, 20?
Three?
No, I was 29. 28. And my mum said, Lauren, I remember dragging you there because you were so weak. And you sat there and she was the same. And basically, my point of this is, when I look back at that girl that I was, it was probably the worst thing I've ever been through in my life. And I sat there now in my house with my new partner and my mum reading through it like, fuck this, ripping it up. And at that time, if someone could have said to me, you feel horrific now, Lauren, and you don't know how you're going to get through this, but in a few years' time, you're going to be sat laughing about it, ripping them up in the house with your new boyfriend who's fitter than anyone you've ever been out with. So I just want to say, anyone out there, it just made me think, I want to mention it on the pod, who's going through a time where you think, I'm never going to get through this. This is sheer hell every day. Please, sister, keep going. Keep the wheels in motion every day and you'll feel better soon. That's all I wanted to say. Just share that. If anyone's in a bad place, you will come through that. Okay. Now, that's a little bit depressing, Ashley. It's not. I know that there'll be people listening that'll be like, thank you for doing that. Bet you. Wait for the emails. anyway, on a more upbeat note.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Chanel costume.
Oh my God. Right. So I'm going on holiday next week, and every season, like, and yeah, I'm a twat for saying this, I try and get Chanel ready to wear, and it's mm-hmm. very, very, very difficult mm-hmm. to get hold
not
of.
Not ready to wear then.
So I always put my name down for a pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. And I've done that for like the last...
I've never ever worn Chanel jeans.
Have you seen how gorgeous they are?
No, not really.
They sell out straight away.
Okay.
There's a waiting list for them. And the swimwear.
I don't really own any Chanel. I had some Chanel espadrilles ones.
Well, they've had that price increase. So
yes, they have.
That bag I got before the price increase, and now the flat bags have gone up to over 10 grand.
It's just fucking ridiculous.
I'd rather a Birkin.
What for?
Ridiculous. Like... Right, so anyway. So I have bought some ready-to-wear pieces previously, and they are expensive, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. And I was offered once a hoodie, and I remember it being really... And I had to say, like, no, I can't. But anyway...
That haunts you, don't they?
The jeans and stuff like that. Like, I think the jeans are about £1,300. But if you can get hold of the jeans, you can sell... Like, not that I would sell them on, but
if
basically...
If you want to wear them, you can sell them
Chanel
on.
Chanel ready-to-wear holds its value. So... I bought a swimming costume last year. I think it was like 850 quid. It's ridiculous, that. Ridiculous, I know. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but then people... Listen, can I just say, when people come at you about this kind of stuff, it's all relative. So I might think that's ridiculous. However, yeah. My position I'm in now, there could be somebody that earns a little bit less than me that thinks the things that I do are ridiculous. It is all to do with your current financial situation. So let's not...
So, anyway...
It is ridiculous, though.
A swimming costume.
But if I had the money, I'd buy it. Yeah,
a swimming costume came in. So I've got this group chat with my personal shopper, and she says, Ashley, I've got a swimming costume. I was like, perfect, size 8. Yep, perfect. I'll send you the payment link. Are you ready?
Okay.
Guess.
I know it was expensive. It must be expensive, because basically Ash put in the group chat. I can't speak. Ash put in the group chat, remind me to tell you. So I know it's a lot, because if you thought it was ridiculous, then it's a lot. Okay. So your last one was 800. It's not going to be more than 2 grand, is it? For a fucking
Yeah, cash. It was more.
How much?
£3,750. Obviously, I didn't buy it.
For a costume?
It didn't have any...
I mean,
anything
I would want it to say Chanel all
over
it.
You could get full body surgery in Turkey for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it did say Chanel all over
All over it. But I'd want it hanging out of the crotch.
Yeah, I said no, obviously. But I was
so
like,
what did you say, though? How was it a bit embarrassing?
No, I was
like,
dead honest. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck's buying a swimming costume for 4 grand?
No, silly.
And then, so... Then I thought, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I need
I
to
agree.
Bring myself back down to earth. And... on International Women's Day, I went in to this charity. It's called The River, if anyone wants to look it up. And basically, it's in, I think it was like Urmston or something. And it's like this little charity shop. Mm-hmm. And you go in and they had like not anything much in there, bless them. And I took quite a few bags of clothes mm-hmm. and Perricone sent in.
Perfect.
Skincare and stuff.
Amazing.
So I went in there, and when we were in there, the lady was like, oh, we're doing an event tomorrow for International Women's Day. And the girl that's meant to be painting nails has pulled out.
Oh.
I went and I painted the girl's nails, and I'm not saying more, but like, it was the most humbling.
So that's a charity shop, and the money that they make goes to...
They've got a food bank at the back of it.
Right.
So the way in which they work is when a lady gets put into... housing and has decided to leave her partner mm-hmm. so they have to leave like quick because it's usually domestic
I
abuse.
Had a lady message me once about this
yeah and basically they for 30 quid will put everything in a removal van.
Oh my God. So say you're sat there and you're thinking, I need to get out, and you're panicking, you've got no way out.
How amazing.
They will fix it for you. That's
so
fucking
it's
unreal.
Like this group of lads that work there as well, and then they've got their own van that they drive around moving all these...
Oh, that's amazing.
No,
so, so say there's a woman in danger and she's like, I can't take this, and
yes,
I'm going to get killed, and my children are in danger.
They ring them.
And they come and rescue them.
Yes. And then another thing that I'm going to get you two to come and do with mm-hmm. me is when they move into the accommodation, it's usually... not very nice, and obviously they've got kids
they're doing what they can.
Exactly. And the ladies buy the paint, mm-hmm. they will paint two rooms in the house for them. So okay. come with me one day and we'll go and do the painting.
So can I just say, these women have been through hell and you want me to paint their fucking house? I would make real hell. I am the worst painter ever. I will make cups of tea. You paint, I'll make cups of tea. We don't want to subject them to my painting in the house.
What they were saying is, like, they are so grateful for people's time.
Yeah.
Because there's just, like, you know, we're all guilty of it. I especially am. I drive down the road into Knutsford and drop stuff off outside your standard fucking yeah. charity shop. I don't know where
the big names.
The big names.
And you actually don't know where that's going. Exactly. I've heard this quite a lot. That I won't say them, but because they're still doing an amazing job. But these big charity names, you wonder how many people are actually getting paid at the top mm-hmm. for some of the... I've heard this before about charities, that actually yeah. the people that work them that are at the top are getting a lot of that money.
And, like, honestly, when you've just had a baby and stuff, like, the stuff that you've got, like...
You're right.
I've got so much stuff and...
And sometimes you're lazy and you put it in the bin.
There was things like I had, like, a dinnerware set.
Yeah.
How useful that would be. Yeah, but
you wouldn't think. Do you know that. When I've moved house, I've thrown plates away and stuff, and that to somebody could be everything. Yeah. Like,
so
you just
have
don't
a look
think.
At them. But next time, because they only let you know like the day before when they've got like a job that they
I guess they can't like be telling people in advance because it can be quite serious. Like, people are in danger here.
Yeah, you have to be like fully checked out and stuff before you go and work with them. But then they had at the back of the shop, she was like, they'd just set up this room where they were doing counselling and they didn't even have a door. It was just a little makeshift curtain.
Oh my God. But the fact that they're even trying to do all this and just trying to do
it
whatever they can.
Amazing.
Well,
so
well done for going
from like fucking...
Sat there nearly thinking about buying a 3,700 to seeing that.
Exactly.
It does make you realise how lucky you are. But at the same time, like I've just said, everything is so relative. Mm. Like, that's your life.
Oh my God.
You know, you shouldn't
on
be put down for that.
So I need to talk to you later about my IVF appointment thing. I got a really horrible message off someone because I put a post up just saying, like, I'm back here again.
Yes,
I'm having some tests done. And this lady sent me a message and she said it was really insensitive doing the post and it really triggered her because she doesn't have enough money to have kids and stuff like that.
And she was worried. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it basically was saying that you... were probably triggering a lot of women that were panicking about having children.
And it did
and
make
that couldn't
me think
have
twice,
children.
But at the same time, my Instagram's my fucking space and I'll post whatever I want on there. Yeah. And I actually do feel like I helped more people.
Than you hindered. I think the really tough thing with being in the position that we are, any position where you have a lot of people following you, is you absolutely cannot please everyone.
No.
And if you start to censor yourself to a level to try and please everyone, you become absolutely nothing. And
exactly.
you have no opinion and your space is boring. And I think you can't, everyone has triggers. So you can't sit there and be like, I'm not going to eat a banana today or put my banana because someone's allergic to it. You cannot, you have to be you, authentically you. And if you would never want to upset anyone, would you? Of course you wouldn't.
No,
but if that
never.
Triggers somebody, then unfortunately, there's a lot of people you will have helped. And I don't think your post was to panic people. I think it was to inform people of options. And I always say to you, not everyone can just, you sometimes say like, just freeze your eggs.
Yeah.
Thousands of pounds.
No, I know.
People can't just freeze their eggs.
I admit I'm wrong.
However, I think you giving people the option, they could save up for it. It's just the knowledge of it, I think. And I don't think you did anything
wrong
with posting
that.
But
I'm having to do that for fucking health reasons. So that's hard enough for me to deal with. So go and fuck off.
Yeah. Just, sorry. And, do you know what I don't understand? When people send the message, then unfollow you, just unfollow. There's a quote.
Please.
There's a quote and I posted it and I can't remember it word for word. But basically what it said is, if you walk into someone's house and you don't like their furniture and you don't like their paintings on the wall and you don't like the way they speak to their children and you don't like the way they run their home, would you tell them all this? No, what you would do is you would leave the house and think, I'm not going to go back there again. Now this is the same for Instagram. If you come to my space and you don't like my hair, you think I'm got another boyfriend again, and you don't like how I speak, then that's fine, leave and don't come back.
But in all the time that I've posted like having surgery and stuff done, I've never had a message like that. So we're just was like,
you just got to keep doing what you're doing, babe. And that haters are going to hate and people are going to have their opinion, and there's nothing we can do about that. You just carry on being yourself, and that's what we try and tell people.
I don't want to upset anyone, obviously.
You upset me every fucking week, man.
Well, anyway, so we will be back after the break with What's on Our Tits and Your Slutty Susans.
I know what's getting on people's tits.
What?
You.
Yeah, I am, clearly.
You do get on mine, but I love you. Back. So we were saying it was a bit of a sad, it was quite for us, quite a deep first half. I mean, we are that. We can't be silly. Like, we can be, like, we're a bit of everything. Ash looks like she's going to cry. Is it your eyes? Because they're sore.
They're so sore.
Are you going to cry? Are you not sure?
Not sure.
Do you know, I've been like that all month. I've mentioned this before. I take medication. I guess it's for depression. Don't really. Anxiety, depression. And I have done for many years. And honestly, and now and again, I forget to take it. And it's the worst. Tanya Barnsley spoke out about this. It's the worst thing you can do. And sometimes I won't take it for maybe a week. And I can honestly, my emotions shift all over the place because my body can't cope with the up and down. So
do
if
you know
I cry,
what you need to take? Ashwagandha.
I know. I keep meaning to do that. I've heard about it. No, ashwagandha is meant to be incredible. It's all holistic.
Ashwagandha is so good.
It's for your serotonin. It's not a country, Lucas.
No, that's like that ayahuasca weird thing that
people
do.
Yeah, no, it's not that. This is something different. I do. No, I absolutely do. I'll be fine again. But yeah, it's really weird. So anyone that, just don't ever do that shit. Like, do it like the doctors tell you to. So.
What's been getting on your tits, hun?
Somebody that really offends everyone. I don't think anybody can find this man, okay?
Who?
Stephen Bear.
Fucking arsehole.
Right, so he's a horrible, narcissistic, disgusting piece of shit.
He wants as much attention as possible.
He got absolutely no success in his life in being himself.
No.
And being just normal.
No.
He's not good enough. He's not got enough going about him. So what he had to do is become a villain. Kind of a bit like Andrew
didn't
Tate
he win,
tried to, well,
didn't
did.
He win Big Brother or something?
Surely to God not. Who the fuck watched that? Will you Google that, Lucas?
He went out with one of them fit sisters, Ellie O'Donnell.
Did he?
Yeah, for ages.
Oh, he did. He did. He is just everything that's wrong.
Yeah, he won Celebrity Big Brother.
He didn't win it.
Did he win?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure.
Okay, but what I will say is his actions right now are disgusting. What he did to Georgia Harrison with that revenge porn video was fucking disgusting. And do you know what? If he'd have come out and said, he won. What?
He won.
Right, well, something's going on then. I've not watched it. Has he changed? Has he realised that wasn't working anymore, so he needs to be the villain? I don't know.
Horrible.
But what he did to that poor girl was horrific. But he should have owned it.
Well done, Georgia, for going ahead and pushing that. Because do you know how many people... And, you know, it's like us when we talk about that horrible website. It's more clicks on the fucking website.
Yeah. It's drawing attention to it.
And she
and
has drawn
scared.
Attention to that video.
At her own expense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She and a family that will have had to have heard all that. At her own expense, she has pushed
he
it for the greater good.
He must be in something's bizarre not right, is relationship there? With that poor, poor girl. I hope that during his time in prison, she realises.
Will he actually go to prison, though?
No, he's in prison now.
He's in. I hope he takes the
he's
time to have
a good
thing.
He's going
to
be in for at least a year.
Good. Because you can't go around doing shit like that. And well done to Georgia. I've got to say that. And I'm not one. I'm normally quite... I don't mind people that are dicks. I'm kind of a bit
he's
like...
He's a proper dick.
I'd rather you were a bit of a dick than boring. But him, to me... lack of respect that he should... I was getting out of a shitty little car, getting into a hired Rolls Royce to turn up with his fur on. And I just think you are everything that's wrong with men.
He proposed to his girlfriend the week before he got sentenced.
Of course he did. So that's getting on my tits. Ash.
What?
What's getting on yours? It's embarrassing for me, isn't it? It's
what,
mate? Money main jacket.
Oh, the schmally schmay schmack it. Right,
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know it was the Molly May jacket.
It's the Molly May jacket. Right, okay. No shade to Molly May, by the way. She follows me on Instagram, my friends.
Schmurt on the front doesn't hide
the yeah, we think that if we put schmurt and the amount of people that message about schmee schmaffney, like, and they were like, so does schmeen?
Schmeen. Everyone so commented schmeen.
Shmolly Shmee. Everyone calls it Shmee in our pictures.
So Shmolly Shmee wore this Zara viral.
And it's a lovely jacket.
It's a stunning jacket. It's like a crop. So it's a nice length and it's like a brownie black.
It's brownie
like
black worn, so you can wear it with all sorts.
So you can wear it with everything. This jacket is like the most versatile jacket and it's like 80 quid. Heavy, good
Looks
quality.
Looks great over a tracksuit as Molly showed us.
So however, I was in Zara and I picked it up and I was like, oh, this is nice. And Francesca
knows everything.
She went, no. And I was like, what? And she went, it's the Molly Mae jacket. And I was like, what?
What's the Molly
Mae
jacket?
No, literally. Then after we're in the Trafford Centre, ding, 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 Molly Mae jacket fucking everywhere. There was that TikTok. Someone did a TikTok at the Adenola sample
sale. And it goes, and another one.
Another one. Yeah, like no shade, but it's just one of those things.
It's like the Adder hoodie.
The Adder hoodie, I've had to sell both of mine on Depop because I'm not...
Because you can't.
Me, Megan and Katie turned up for breakfast together all wearing the grey Adder hoodie.
I've got a green Adder tracksuit, but I got it before that, so...
Even... We all do it. We all wear the Adder socks.
Yeah, yeah. So...
It's our basic bitch outfit.
The embarrassing thing about this is they released a longer version of the crop because I'm not keen on a crop of the longer version. I'm just on Zara. I'm minding my own damn business. I'm scrolling. I think, oh, what a lovely jacket. Versatile. Brownie black. Slightly distressed. Oh, I think I've seen the cropped version. A longer version. Absolutely adds to the bag. Arrives at my house. Put it on. Looking in the mirror. Got my tracksuit. I've got my Adder tracksuit underneath. I'm thinking... Gorgeous, versatile, absolutely. 80 quid, can't go wrong.
Winner, winner.
Thrilled. Ooh, all the hanging it up in my wardrobe. And then I get a text on my phone and it's a TikTok and I never click any of Ashley's TikToks because she sends pure shit. Clicked on it and I was like, that's my jacket. That's my jacket like that. And I was like, I've just ordered this. She was like, absolutely send it back. So I went, I hot footed. You're like, when you're standing on cold, when you're running on cold.
Back to Zara.
Back to my... to my wardrobe, put it back away and sent it back because I feel like I can't wear it now. And it was a really nice jacket. So yeah, if you've got it, good for
you. Do you know where I went in the other day that had so many nice clothes?
All Saints?
All Saints.
I knew you were going to say that. You love All Saints, don't you?
I could have bought
Lucas
everything.
Absolutely.
It's
loves
so
it.
Classic and gorgeous.
I buy nothing from, I've never owned a thing from All Saints.
I used to work at All Saints.
That means you must be fit.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you my All Saints story?
And I know
you
it.
Can
tell
quote
it.
Me on this.
Tell it.
Yeah, you had to be fit to work at All Saints. Really fit. And this was in the days before HR really existed. And so I worked at Selfridges. I fucking loved working in retail. Like, I met so many friends.
Yeah.
It was when I was at uni. From 16, I worked at Selfridges. But I... always kept my job at All Saints. I was going out with I was going out with a Man City player at the time, right? And I kept my 4-hour shift from 2 till 6 on a Sunday.
You wanted the discount.
Because you get 50% off and you get uniform.
Yeah. Do you not like getting allowance for the full?
Oh, yeah. I could buy like a full outfit every 12 weeks. So I kept my little job. Anyway, the manager was a United fan and he fucking... hated me because my boyfriend, if he wasn't playing, would pull up on a Sunday and like come and pick me up and we'd go for food, blah, blah, blah. And you just like, why are people that into
why
fucking
football?
Why are
people
football?
That
it's
asked
so
about
weird.
Football?
Anyway,
honestly, grown day, men, really? We need to speak about this another day because it's an ick.
One day I went into work and he used to pull me on so much shit and he went, you need to clean the toilet. And I went, sorry, what? And he was like, yeah, you need to go and clean the toilet. And I was like, I'm not cleaning the fucking toilet. I work like on the shop floor. And then he was like, well, if you don't clean the toilet, you can go home. So I said, fuck your job. And I walked out.
Do we know him? Is his
no.
name? No, he's not someone
I think
like,
he was on crack or something.
Ah, yes.
Because it was quite a weird vibe in there. It was like half the people were on crack, but then the other half like were really like...
normal.
Yeah.
What All Saints did you work at?
Yeah,
Trafford Centre one.
Really?
Yeah. What years?
I will have been 20, so 2000.
Oh, okay.
No, not 2000, 2010, sweetheart. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
I do this every time, 2010 onwards.
So, yeah, that was my story.
No,
of,
2020.
No.
2010.
2010.
Thank you for your story that everyone, you've now just basically said. So we've lost a deal with River Island today because I've slagged them off. We've lost a deal with All Saints.
All Saints.
We love All Saints, but she said that everyone's on crack that works there.
I have an unhealthy obsession with all. Yeah, James
and got, no, no, when I went in the other day, the staff were all really, really nice.
They weren't on crack.
They weren't on crack.
Good to know. So they've obviously got rid of those people.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never shopped in All Saints for myself. It's not my style, I don't think, but I'll...
The boots are just gorgeous. I wish I hadn't have thrown my military boots away.
I remember
away.
Your military boots. I remember
I used
them.
To always wear them.
So anyway, yeah, that's what we've got to say. That's what's getting on our tits today.
Right.
Now, let's move on.
Schlatty Sheezen.
Come on, girls. What have you got for us this week?
Hey, absolutely love the pod. I had to write in to tell you the worst ick I have ever Ooh. Experienced. So... I once bought this lad from my area home after we'd been out. And to start off, his dick was literally minute.
Oh, no.
The smallest dick I've ever seen, which is an ick in itself.
It's not fair because they can't do anything about it. And if it was a man writing in saying she had the shittiest tits I've ever seen, we'd be going wild.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
I agree.
It's not fair.
It's not fair us slagging off small dicks
no,
because it's actually out of their control.
But anyway, it was small and that's that.
Yeah.
It was small.
Okay.
Anyway, this podcast isn't about, it's about doing what we want. And
Story. Drunk me obviously proceeded to sleep with him anyway, despite him having the smallest penis mountain man. After like 5 minutes, I thought, I'm going to have to get this over with. So I was on top. I really started going for it.
How funny is it when you think, I've had enough now? So you're just like,
what I just had enough.
And you're sweating and you're dun, 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 and you're counting. You had 1, 2, 3, 4. Have you done that before? When you're really ready for it to be over. Okay, go on. Sorry.
I've got to say.
Go on.
I can't stand, even back
people
in the
that
day,
go for a long time.
When the person's on top, the amount of time.
Sweating on you.
No. Where they sit down and they're not at the right angle.
And it does it
burns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Backwards
you
dick.
You feel like they're
yeah.
going to break your dick.
Really?
You can break your dick.
So be careful, girls, on top.
I don't.
You don't like that. Don't do it like that. Be careful, girls on top. It's dangerous.
Anyway, after 5 minutes, I was like shagging away, blah, 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 blah. When I started going faster, he slapped my arse and shouted in the broadest Yorkshire accent, "Come on, you bastard!" And then he finished.
Come on, you bastard!
Boof. Oh my God, I was literally mortified. I thought, I can't stay here.
Even though it was my house.
But I also felt too awkward to kick him out because I knew him. So I did what any other classy girl would do and waited for him to fall asleep and then got a taxi to my mate's house.
She left her own house.
Who was having an afters. I came home at 8 a.m. just as he was waking up to leave. Needless to say, I've never lived it down with the girls. And they say, come on, you bastard! At any given opportunity.
Do you know what James did once when he came?
What?
Farted. It pushed that hard that he went, oh, and I never, ever, don't make this a video clip. I never, ever let him live it down. Do you know, these video clips are causing him real problems because I'm ripping him that much, his mates just send them to. So don't make that a clip. But if you listen to the pod, then I'm happy for you to hear
One of my friends went, one of my friends was seeing this guy and it was like one of the weirdest dates in the history of man. Like, so she... he said to her, like, he met her in the Trafford Centre, mm-hmm. just, like, got her number.
Yeah.
Then he took her to Piccolino's Alderley Edge, mm-hmm. and she just thought it was going to be, like, a standard date.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the car on the way there, he was like, I've got a very special surprise for you.
I know this. I think you've told us this. Go on.
And then they get in there, and he's got, like, the private dining room. He's hired out, like, the whole restaurant, basically.
Who was it? Whisper.
Just had
Shmur
in the front.
Oh, yeah, Shmurish.
And he'd like handwritten the menus and he was like, and I've added tomato because it reminds me of your ass and like, stuff like that. Anyway, don't quote me on that bit. And then after every course, he proceeded to get this woman that brought out gifts, wrapped gifts.
Which friend's this?
Shmancheska Shmanya.
Oh.
And. and she had to open them in front of him and he was like watching her. Anyway, she ended up going, she got home from the date and her mum was like, are you a prostitute? Just tell me. And she was like, no, I've just been out with this weird man. Anyway, she proceeded to start seeing this person because he was clearly like nuts. Anyway, bleep out
and
her name.
Her shit.
Bleep out her name. And he bought her shit. And whenever he came, mm-hmm. he'd have a fit.
Like a spasm.
Yeah. And he said to her before they sat together for the first time, he's like, I need to tell you something. When I come, I do this weird, I have a fit. And he said, you need to make sure I'm in an okay, safe position.
What?
So, because he's like hit his head before and stuff.
So when he had an orgasm, he would have a fit.
Whoa!
And she'd have to put him in the recovery straight after.
Like, wow. Restrain him.
That's heavy. Did she stay with him?
No, she's not. She's
that's still not as bad as come on, you bastard. And slapping your ass like a racehorse.
Any more of them? We like that.
I like that. Okay.
Go on.
Oh, I get the big one.
Hey! She didn't.
She didn't. It is tight, but it's our podcast.
It's life.
We can do it. It's life. Eeny, weeny, teeny, meeny. I once slept with a guy and his penis was so small that I thought he was fingering me. Hi, lady.
How big was it?
I'll tell you who it was.
Who?
The lawyer?
Yeah.
Teeny, tiny. Teeny, tiny.
I remember the morning after you woke up from that shag and you were like, mate,
something's happened.
She was like, that is. She said that.
Yeah. No, it was. And also, it's really funny.
The dick shaming.
Sorry.
Dick
and also, it's really funny. I faked it, which I have done in the past, like when I've needed to. I faked it. But and what I tend to do is when I know that it's coming and I need to rush it up, I pretend that I am, and then
that's the oldest trick in the world.
And then the next day I get a text and he was really posh. It just wasn't me, and everyone still laughs to this day that I went out there. And he texts me saying, what was amazing about last night is the way we timed our explosions so perfectly. I felt like saying there was nothing amazing or explosive about it. Let me tell you, it was planned. Like, and he's like, we exploded at the untimely explosion. I was sending it to me, so I was like, oh, wow, I must be good at it. Anyway, please don't make that clip. I feel like all I've said on my face, don't make that clip.
Make me real.
Do you know the funny things about these clips, okay? So when we're talking on the podcast, I know that people tune in to listen to it and I feel like they're on our side. Like, I'm okay with you hearing my embarrassing stuff, because even
you
though
listen
like,
to us for an hour.
Even though there's like hundreds, thousands of them, I know that they're with us on this. However, when it goes on the socials, I feel totally different about it. On the socials, like my mum's mates can see it. They're never going to listen to the podcast. So I find the socials really like much worse. Even though I've said it on the pod, I don't like them being on there. But here we are. This is my job.
One of yours got 11.3 million.
Yeah, one of mine got 11.3. God. So imagine how many people have seen that. They didn't just tune into the pod. He said yours.
Yours.
He said mine. Was I speaking on it? I expect so.
Right, go on.
Okay. Hi, ladies, and Lucas, of course. Everyone loves you, Lucas. Just want to say I love the pod. It makes me howl and I tell everyone about it. Thank you. Continue to do so. I have a horrendously embarrassing story and I would have voice noted it, but it would have ended up going around the houses and annoying Lauren. I know, I need things to the point. So I was a few months into seeing this guy. I'd met him through friends and we were having a night out and then staying at my friend's parents' house. Her parents weren't home and she said to me the boy could stay in the spare room. The house is very fancy and well kept, as her mum's a bit of a clean freak, and the sheets of the bed were super, super white. It's mine are now, and it's so dangerous. Long story short, we got in after drinks and started having sex. He asked whether we could do anal. At least he asked. Sometimes they don't even ask, you just get a shocker. And me being pissed, I stupidly agreed.
Why?
All a bit of a blur from there. That story of my life, that. But I remember him saying, oh no. And then we stopped and fell asleep. This is the thing, when you're pissed, your wits aren't about you. I woke up in the morning alone to shit absolutely everywhere. I'm not kidding. It was in my hair, on the sheets, the carpet, the ensuite bathroom. I could have died.
No.
I actually wanted to evaporate and run away to Mexico with your shit in your hair. I did my best to clean up and rinse the sheets under the sink. Fuck, this is giving me anxiety. And rinse the sheets under the sink.
No.
And tiptoed downstairs and popped them in the wash and went home. I text my friend saying, I'm sorry, I came on my period last night. Good idea.
Yeah.
So thought I'd put the sheets in the washing machine. Thanks for letting me stay. She then replied later saying, you poor thing. I wondered what it was. It's not come out yet. I've been scrubbing it and to see if my mum can remove it as well. I nearly died. For years, I've kept this a secret. And then it ended up coming out in a game of Never Have I Ever. So she told her the truth. thankfully, I have the best friend. She's still my bestie. And hats off to him. Years later, we're still married with a little girl. Oh, so they don't care. Girls, if you've ever done something or you're about to, or if it ever happens, horrifically embarrassing, most of these stories most of these stories we get, they end up getting married and stuff. Like, they're not arsed. Safe to say we don't do any bum stuff when we've had too much to drink, but I still die whenever I remember.
That's hilarious.
Honestly, the amount of bum things that happen. What about, I mean, I've said this before, but we've got new listeners, the time that
The anal beads,
yeah. And we were, it was in the morning, and my friend had stayed over. We'd all gone back after a night out. And in the morning, something was going on.
That guy loved shit up his arse.
Yeah, he did. Put the anal beads
Where
up.
Where is he now? Is he in prison?
No, yes, but I can't. He? I see him now and again.
He's
happily married. We had the anal beads up, and I pulled them out.
Whatcha? Come on, you bastard.
Opened the floodgates, thought nothing of it. And then he was holding the sheets by his side, wouldn't let me near them. I thought it was a bit weird. Anyway, my friend was like, taxi's here, let's go. Got in the car. She went, what's that on your leg? So I was like, don't know. Scratched it, sniffed it, it was poo. As it pulled out, poo had flied everywhere. It was all down my leg. So yeah, these things happen, guys. Like, we just move if you go. Don't go near the area if you don't want. If you don't want the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you don't want the poo, get out the butthole.
Remember, on Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. That means your voice notes too, which we can play out in future episodes. Don't worry though, if you prefer to remain anonymous, we will never reveal who you are. So simply head over to this episode's description for more information. Please, 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 please also do not forget to give us a glowing 5-star rating.
We've got loads, you know.
We will be back with a bonus episode of Nip Tuck this Friday, and it's all about your icks and dilemmas. So if you send something in now, you might get to hear it on this Friday's episode. Love ya.